He was really, really trying to win his wife back. She had been in a cult, and they had turned her mind against him, and it's a long story. And she kept, moving away from him. Of course, he wanted the marriage to get back together. And he, all of a sudden, this scenario, he's a king and da-da-da-da, and she's his wife in this old marriage, and he says, oh, I've been doing that? No wonder she doesn't want to be with me. You know, so immediately again, he was able to see what was going on that he could change, and it certainly was helpful for him. I have a friend that's editing my new book, and she's just had a lot of difficulties to come through. And I kept hearing some stories and stories. I said, I am going to do a past life regression on you. And so we did. She's still telling everybody, and this has been about 2 years now, she's been telling everybody, she says, I'm not lonely anymore. All her life she had been totally, totally lonely and felt left out. Totally. She never, ever felt like she belonged. Good old Al-Anon. We got all through. She says, I don't feel lonely. And she'll show up to work on the book with me. She says, I'm still not feeling lonely. She says, I can't get over it. She says, it just was like that. It just left. She was amazed. So what I know today is that the three gifts God gave me were meditation works, flower essences are essential to help support the program, the processes, and that regression is where a lot of major work can happen, which is my coaching people or other people coaching you in that meditative state is what it amounts to. So I'm just here to say it's possible, and what I've gone through is I'm on the other side of 7 addictions, depression, bipolar disorder, post-traumatic stress disorder. Archangel Michael came to help with that one. I understand that one better. And arthritis, fibromyalgia, and other less significant things that I worked through. So I'm a walking example of what I'm talking about. And so I want to invite everybody that's out there. There's some flyers out on your chairs. In my meditations, I've gotten illustrations that will be in my book, my forthcoming book. And these illustrations I've taught from for about 17 years, 4-step program every Saturday morning. And so they're very wonderful illustrations, but I just recently got a new one. And it's about cleaning out your chakras and doing that so you can go into ascension. And so if you're interested in that process, the program is April 18th in Seattle for 1 day. And there will be 2 visualizations to transform your life related to the chakras. One will actually put you into 5th dimension, and the other one will take away, it's kind of like a cord cutting. When you have relationships, people attach their cords to you. We're going to remove them so you don't have to have all those attachments on your chakras. I also am going to bring a lady with me who sees your chakras. Now, I can read them, and Linda's helped teach me, and I took a course in Virginia Beach, too, where I've learned to read chakras, and I can talk to them even. But the point is, she sees them like an X-ray machine. She's had near-death experiences, and she comes to our Thursday afternoon healing circle all the time, and she's like a walking X-ray machine. And so we're working on somebody that's come for healing, and we'll say, okay, Karen, what do you see? and she can tell in your body what's going on, and then we work with you from that understanding. She's an amazing lady, and so she's going to be there too. And so that information will be in my book. But you know, it's about fear manifests illness. And you can replace that. And you don't need a fear-based life any longer. That's the Piscean age. We're in the age of Aquarius, right? And now we're going to be moving into the 5th dimension. We are going to be moving into a love-based of your life. The lower densities are going to be out. That's why flower essences are so helpful. And you can literally change your life and let the real you out. You don't have to have that fear and anxiety and disease in your life any longer. So I just want to thank you for being such an attentive audience. It wasn't kind of cartoons today and jokes like Linda has, but she wanted me just to share this story with you. And know that you too can come through it. It's possible. If I can do it, you can do it. Thank you.